Dorrit's and we're about to add to the list of the undecided Pennsylvania Congressman Jason Altmaier, and he's also a superdelegate. He's been bombarded, as we can imagine, by appeals from the candidates. And Monday, it was the Obama campaign trying to sway him. Congressman, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yesterday, who called? Was it Senator Obama by any chance? And what did that phone call sound like?
Well, yesterday's call was at the staff level. I before the Pennsylvania primary in April, I put out a statement that said I was not going to do a superdelegate endorsement until after June 3rd, after all the states had voted. I thought that was the most fair way to approach it. And both candidates have respected that, so I had not heard a lot from either of them recently. But yesterday, the Obama campaign called to check in and said, "Are you sure we can't get you to come out? We're probably going to end this thing tomorrow night. And we would love to have you be a part of that." And my staff said, "Well, no, he's going to wait until after everybody votes, so we'll talk to you later in the week." And they respected that, and that was it. There wasn't much of a hard sell because I think they know that I'm firm on where I am.
Why are you so firm in that decision, given that, for example, your state has already voted? They voted for Hillary Clinton.
Right, and my district voted 30 points for Hillary Clinton. She won 65% of the vote. So for me, it's about supporting the will of the people nationally. This is a national election, and I don't want the superdelegates to be a group of party insiders that overturns the will of the people. I think of what we would think if another country had a six-month election process where everybody voted and there was enthusiasm for one of the candidates who won, and a group of insiders came in and said, "Well, we understand you picked this candidate, but we know better than you, and we like this other candidate." I don't want superdelegates to perform that function, So I'm hoping it resolves itself. If it doesn't, and this goes through tonight and by the end of the week, then I'll make an endorsement. But I'm hoping that the people decide, not the superdelegates.
That sounds so altruistic for a politician, no offense intended. Are you concerned at all that, for example, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is quoted as saying to one superdelegate, "Jump on board now or it won't matter after Tuesday." Are you worried about any consequences for not stepping up?
No, certainly no personal consequences. I'm worried about the perception of our nominee having been handpicked by party insiders rather than the voters themselves. And I think that's why it's important that, for me personally, my decision is to wait until everybody has voted. We'll look at where we are at the end of the week. If Senator Clinton decides she wants to stay in this race and drag it out, then I think you're going to see a lot of the undecided superdelegates come out by the end of the week.
Congressman, we spoke with a couple of undecided voters a moment ago. You're an uncommitted superdelegate. Is it different to be undecided from being uncommitted? You know what I mean?
Oh, I think so. So
you've actually decided?
I voted in the Pennsylvania primary like everybody else.
So you've decided, you just haven't told anyone?
Well, There's two functions. One is my vote as a person, and yes, I haven't told anybody that just because of the unusual situation I find myself in as a superdelegate.
Right.
But the function of a superdelegate is a little bit different. And again, for me, it's about supporting the one that's won the national election.
Right. Now, regardless of your argument that, you know, this is about the will of the people, in fact, it's going to be decided by a bunch of superdelegates. I mean, those are elites. Those aren't the will of the people. It's superdelegates who are going to decide this.
Yes, you're right about that, and I have made my decision that I'm going to wait until after June 3rd. If it's still unresolved at that point, then I will be a part of the group that decides it. But I'm hoping that that doesn't happen.
And Congressman, those two undecided voters that we just spoke to, they both agreed that what was making the decision difficult for them was the fact that there was really two candidates before them. Would you agree with that?
I agree with what they said with regard to Senator Clinton showing just incredible tenacity and courage, and she's pushing forward, and I think there's a place for that up through the end of the process, and I admire what she's done throughout this campaign against very long odds. But again, if she just makes a decision tonight to drag this thing out longer than it should be, if the votes just aren't there, then I think you're going to see a lot of the superdelegates that haven't committed coming out all at once.
In fact, NBC has been reporting that there are several, if not more than a dozen, superdelegates who plan to come forward backing Barack Obama within 48 hours after the primaries today.
I would be surprised if there was not a lot more than that.
All right, Jason. Well, do you have a favorite cover song? Jack, come in here and give us the Bo Diddley riff, will you? Jack, do you have a favorite cover song in your life?
Well, we had a long night last night in Pittsburgh watching the Penguins, so I don't have one off the top of my head right
All
now
right.
early in the morning.
Congressman Jason Altmaier, uncommitted superdelegate, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.